Jesus is telling us something about ourselves today. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Honestly, Jesus talks about himself probably more than he talks about us. He's often giving us a glimpse of who he really is, which is why we have so many I am statements, where Jesus tells us, I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. And now he tells us, you are the light of the world. So how do we make that jump from Jesus being the light of the world to us now radiating his light? He tells us in John chapter 8, he says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And now he says to us, you are the light of the world. You're called to carry my light into the rest of the world for all to see. And what happens is this transformation, and it happens on the day of Pentecost, when his friends, his apostles, are in the upper room, the same room that they had the Last Supper in 9 days before then. And after Jesus rises from the grave, he says, you're going to wait here. You wait for the promised Holy Spirit. And it's from that moment on as this rushing wind comes upon them, tongues as of fire. You see the apostles, Jesus' friends, living completely differently. Here they've been locked up, paralyzed inside themselves, terrified of what's going to happen. We saw what they did to Jesus. They're going to do the same thing to us. And then you see Peter ferociously preaching in Jerusalem, saying, you were the ones who killed Jesus of Nazareth. He was a good man, a prophet. So many people saw the miracles he performed, and you did this. And then they try to silence the apostles. You need to stop preaching in that name. And they say, we can't stop preaching. That the light of the Holy Spirit has come into the lives of the apostles, and it's changed them completely. And we see how they live their life, Acts chapter 2, verse 42, that the apostles devoted themselves to the breaking of the bread, which we celebrate here tonight. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles, what they had been passed down. They devoted themselves to prayer and to life in common, which is what we need to live a Christian life. We need the sacraments. We need prayer. We need the teaching of the apostles, the scriptures. And we need to be devoted to others in friendship, in the communal life. There's a real responsibility as being called the light of the world and the salt of the earth. That's an identity statement. That's who you are. And yet the responsibility is to live into that reality. You got to think for a moment, who are the people in your life who have inspired faith? Who are the people who, intentionally or not, tried to share their light with you? At my home parish in St. Louis, there was a man who every day or every Sunday after Mass, he would go and he'd kneel by the statue of the Blessed Mother and he'd pray. I never knew him. I don't know his name. I don't know what he does. But I would watch him and I'd watch him pray and see how devout he was. And that inspired something in me. And I think the Lord's going to bless him one day in heaven for having inspired little me. There's a man, was a friend, actually ex-girlfriend's dad. Yes, I've dated. But he was the COO of Deerbergs, which in St. Louis land, Deerbergs is a big deal. And they had a big house, so I respected him. And he would go to 6 a.m. Mass every single day. And nobody else really knew, but I knew before he starts his day of work that he would always begin with the Lord. It's like these little inspirations. There was a gentleman, he had just graduated from college, and he started showing up to our youth group, and he was helping out, and we'd go into different public parks in St. Louis, and we would play bocce ball, and he'd grill some really bad hamburgers, and he'd talk to us about the saints. He would do research week after week on saints, and is like, I want to be a saint. Maybe I'll be Damien of Malachi. Maybe I'll be Mother Teresa. Maybe I'll be whomever he was teaching on that day. And it's like these little inspirations that are coming. We as Christians, we don't long for people to see us praying, but it's okay to be seen praying. I don't give alms so that other people can look at me, but I do it because the Lord has impelled me, that he's changed my life. There was something definitive that happened the day of Pentecost when Peter went out to preach. that he had received the light of the world, that he had become someone new, which is why Jesus also changes his name. But the responsibility lies for us. He says, let your light must shine before others, must. Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds. So that the people around you, as a leader, see the good deeds that you perform, and also because it glorifies your heavenly Father. In case we have some sort of fear that because of my sins or because of my past or because of just who I am, I can't be a leader, I can't let my light shine, it is so patently false. In the workplace, in the classroom, in the dorm rooms, in your apartments, in your friendships, in your families, you're not allowed to hide your lamp under a bushel basket. It's to be set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. You and I have been called to such high dignity as Christians that you and I are called the same thing that Jesus says about himself. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And he pours his light into our lives so that we can be light bearers. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Your light must shine before others so they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father.